This is the Club Zone?
Yeah, episode three. Hello, and welcome to the Club Zone. Today we are interviewing Emma Phillips about her personal fashion. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Haley.
Okay, so first off, I just want to ask you how you would describe your fashion in a few words.
I don't feel like I have a certain style I go for. I think whatever I wake up, that's the mood I'll dress. I don't know exact genre of fashion that I follow. I feel like it's everywhere.
What got you into fashion in the first place?
Definitely from a young age, I've always been into picking out my outfits or just really experimenting with different looks. I don't have an exact reason what got me into fashion. I think that's just my way of expressing myself.
How do you feel your outfits represent, like, you?
Because I can dress very lazy, and that will clearly tell you the mood I set for the day. Or I can dress up, and that is the same thing goes for that. I think it tells people that I'm creative. I don't know.
Unique. Okay, also, I know you're into vintage fashion. Where are some places you'd like to shop?
Living in a small town, it's really hard to find good places to shop. But there are a few handfuls of vintage shops. There's one on Mooney, and there's a lot of good ones downtown.
What's your favorite piece that you've ever found?
I found a lot of great things. I don't know if I have a favorite, but definitely my designer items that I have found. I feel like that's very rewarding. Because when you're looking for secondhand clothing, the brand does not matter. It's definitely the pieces and how they look and how you can create a look with them. And the stories behind them. Like, everything has character.
So, who would be your celebrity fashion inspo?
That one's easy. Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
Awesome. Do you have any more?
There's so many people I like inspire me in my looks. I can't name any on the top of my head, but yeah.
Do you plan on continuing your passion in, like, outside of high school?
I plan to, yeah. Definitely want to get into a college for fashion. If not, start my own clothing brand or anything of that sort.
What would your own clothing brand, like, include? Like, what would set you apart from other ones that exist?
I think different sizes, like all sizes, things that everyone can rock, because that's a thing with clothing. I feel like these days are specifically made for one body type, and that's just not the case for everyone. Not everyone is built the same. So definitely something that everyone can wear, so everyone feels included, and they can look good, feel good.
What are your thoughts on fast fashion?
It's just the fact that small business owners are constantly getting ripped off by fast fashion companies. 'Cause you'll see small businesses have, like, really unique, never seen before pieces, and you'll find it online for, like, way cheaper. Not the good quality and everything. And it's like the small business does not get the recognition for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Recognition, right.
Yeah. You're doing great.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so to end our interview, I kind of want to do a fit check. Like, can you tell us what you're wearing?
Okay, well, I didn't really know what to wear today because it's so cold. But I'm wearing my Ultra Mini Uggs.
Show the camera.
Oh, okay. Super cute, super comfy. And then I'm wearing just some white high-waisted pants and a little sweater shirt. And then my chunky scarf, which has been my like favorite trend this year, this winter. Yes. And then this jacket that actually was Haley's stepdad.
Okay. I actually do have more questions.
Okay, yeah.
I have two more. Or kind of one. But like, what is your favorite trend besides the chunky scarves? And what is your least favorite trend from this year?
Ooh. Let me think. Oh, okay. I really like the ballerina slippers that have been coming in style, but I don't think that's my favorite. I can't think of anything right off the bat, but I love how elegant they look. My least favorite. I can't think of anything.
It's okay.
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 I guess that's it.
Thank you for coming, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
Peace out.
Peace out.